Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly Capital Chat with the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, it's President's Day. The legislature is off for the holiday. But when lawmakers return tomorrow, they'll be setting up shop in the old state capitol building in downtown Frankfurt.
That's right. So that's kind of interesting. They're heading downtown away from the current capitol to the old capitol to work out of the historic chambers there. And it's kind of interesting because the building was in use from 1830 to 1910. And so there were a lot of historic figures who have walked in those halls and sat in those seats. And so the current lawmakers will be able to kind of work in that historic venue for the day.
And let's not forget that a governor at one time was shot outside that building.
That's right. Governor William Goebel was shot out front there. And there's actually a plaque on the ground that shows exactly where he fell.
So a little bit of history there on President's Day. And
that's right.
We move to the present. And I believe on Tuesday, we've got a filing deadline.
That's right. Tuesday's the last day for representatives to file bills in the lower chamber. And senators had that deadline on Friday. So whatever they want to get in the pipeline, they need to do it tomorrow. And then Wednesday marks the halfway point. It's Wednesday is day 15 of the 30-day session.
So we've seen bills on net metering. We've seen a lot of abortion bills and also school safety and things of that nature. Ones that aren't getting as much pub, but, you know, could see some significant changes. Involve the restoration of voting rights.
That's right. There are two bills in the Senate, Alan, and they call for a constitutional amendment to allow felons to vote after they have served their time. And it's only certain felons. So some felons convicted of sex crimes or heinous violent crimes would not be eligible to vote even after they serve their time. But the interesting thing about this bill, as you've mentioned before, is the Americans for Prosperity, which is a conservative organization, and the ACLU, which is seen as a liberal organization, are both on board with this bill. So it's likely to get some traction. It's interesting, the Senate Bill 239 is sponsored by State Senator Jimmy Higdon from Lebanon, and then Morgan McGarvey, who's a senator from Louisville, a Democrat, has a bill as well. And it looks like the Republican bill is getting a little more attention, which makes sense. It's a Republican-led chamber. So that one's moving pretty well through the pipeline. And then McGarvey also teamed with Republican Whitney Westerfield on a bill that would create a hate crime law in Kentucky.
And I believe there's also one about sanctuary cities.
Yes, that one is in the House. It was sponsored by Lynn Beckler, who's a Republican from Western Kentucky, and House Bill 38 would prohibit sanctuary cities in Kentucky and universities, so UK couldn't be a sanctuary university either, and it would require the Kentucky State Police to work with federal authorities when necessary.
So as we, are approaching the halfway point, obviously one must take stock and, you know, how much of these are even going to get a hearing and pass both chambers?
Well, that's the thing. Some bills are stalling, and you can look at some and see that they're not getting a lot of attention. And with tomorrow being the deadline, there could be tons of things dumped in, and then the lawmakers have just a little over 2 weeks to sort through it all. But if anyone's keeping score, so far, 26 bills have passed the House and 17 have passed the Senate, and zero bills have passed both chambers to this point. So they need to get busy if they're going to address all those.
A lot of heavy lifting yet to be done.
Right.
And, of course, we have the historical aspect tomorrow and then back at it in the regular chambers on Wednesday. Well, that is all the time that we have for today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Cullen-Glasscock. She's the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thank you, Alan. You too.